World Cup Talk. Christina here with the storylines that matter most in football today. Germany scored in the second minute and still ended the night looking smaller than Ecuador. That is where today's World Cup conversation has to begin, because this was not just a surprise result. It felt like one of those nights when the bracket suddenly stops looking theoretical and starts feeling ruthless. Leroy Sané gave Germany the fast start, the kind of start that is supposed to settle a heavyweight side. Instead, Ecuador stayed in the game, found belief, and then Gonzalo Plata finished the moment that changed the whole emotional temperature around Group E. For me, that is the real story here. Ecuador did not just steal a result. They exposed how fragile authority can look at this stage of a tournament. And the human angle matters. Germany is not only dealing with dropped points or knockout path consequences. Players like Manuel Neuer and Sahn are supposed to project calm, certainty, and tournament gravity. When a team with that kind of senior face loses control of the game, the pressure becomes personal very quickly. That is the real warning sign. What makes this fresh for regular listeners is the continuity shift. Yesterday, the question was how this World Cup was straining players, supporters, and organizers. Today, the question is which teams can actually carry pressure once the football gets sharp. Germany just gave us an uncomfortable answer. From there, the Japan-Sweden draw might be the most interesting result that was not really about the scoreline itself. Both teams move on. Anthony Elanga gave Sweden a brilliant equalizer and a real human spark inside the match. But the bigger discussion is what happens when tournament football starts rewarding management over expression. Honestly, that is where this gets interesting. Listeners do not need another lecture about group stage math. What they need to hear is that the emotional feel of the tournament changes when both teams can live with the same outcome. That does not make the football fake, but it does make the tension different. The question becomes less about who is better and more about who is calculating more clearly. That is where the tension actually is. For Sweden, Elanga becomes the face of that moment because breakout players are how fans emotionally enter these games. For Japan, the broader point is different. They still look like a side with structure and control, but now the bracket matters more than the aesthetic. This is what short tournaments do. They turn style into leverage. That matters more than the scoreline. Now, because this tournament lives in North America as much as on television, the United States losing 3-2 to Turkey deserves real attention, even if it came with a second-string feel. Turkey scored late, the game was chaotic, and the result leaves an aftertaste that is bigger than one group match in Los Angeles. I do not think this is about panic. I think it is about mood. Home region audiences want to feel the host side is growing into the tournament, not wobbling into it. A narrow, wild defeat can be survivable inside a campaign, but it changes the conversation around seriousness, depth, and expectation. And when the stadium is in your own region, that feeling lands harder. That is why this story is bigger than it looks. This also connects to the larger North American context. The United States, Canada, and Mexico are not just participants in this World Cup. They are part of the stage itself. So when the U.S. looks messy, listeners here do not hear a distant result. They hear a question about what this tournament is going to feel like in its own host environment. For me, that is the real issue. Away from the louder reactions, I think the Netherlands are becoming one of the more serious stories in the tournament because they are doing something that often gets underrated in June and suddenly becomes decisive in knockout football. They are looking controlled. Not flashy for the sake of it, not overexplained, just increasingly clear. That is important because we have spent the last two episodes around this show talking a lot about strain, logistics, injuries, and the noise around teams. The Dutch story gives today's episode a needed pivot. This is less about external pressure and more about competitive shape. In tournaments like this, the teams that know exactly what game they want to play become dangerous fast. That is why they feel like a bracket problem now. And then there is the next match day, where the personality story almost writes itself. Kylian Mbappé against Erling Haaland. Big names alone are never enough for a good segment, but this one works because it captures something real about the mood of the tournament. Mbappé carries the burden of being one of the faces people expect to define a World Cup. Haaland carries the pressure of proving that pure force and finishing power can own this stage too. If France against Norway becomes the emotional center of the next slate, it will not just be because two stars are on the poster. It will be because each one represents a different version of football authority. That is the human story to track. And yes, the operational background still matters. Heat, venue scale, and travel load are still shaping the football. But I think today they belong in the background rather than the lead. We covered that terrain in the previous two episodes because it genuinely mattered. Today, the sharper editorial decision is to let the football breathe and then note the conditions around it. That is how you avoid saying the same thing twice. So if you zoom out, today's World Cup story is pretty clear. Ecuador changed the emotional map by beating Germany. Japan and Sweden showed how tournament logic can shift the feel of a match. The U.S. gave the host region another anxious conversation. The Netherlands kept building quietly. And Mbappe against Haaland now sits there as the next big pressure theater. That is a very different episode from yesterday, and it should feel different to anyone listening every day. The bracket is becoming real, and the pressure is finding actual faces. See you tomorrow.